The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
What's going on, everybody? It is Thursday, April the 11th. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scaparro, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And guys, we have good news and bad news tonight. Let me give you the good news. The good news is we are broadcasting tonight. We've got a word for you tonight. The bad news is we were not able to come on with Bishop Larry Ragland as we normally do on the second week, on the second Thursday of every month, because of circumstances out of our control. He had storms come up through Alabama that knocked out his power. We were literally almost about to wrap up a segment. All of his power went down and we lost that whole segment. So we have agreed that we're going to come back on here next week. So we're going to come back on together, but we're not going to be able to do it tonight. So I do want to welcome everybody. If you're new, let us know in the comment section below that you're new, where you guys are joining us from, right there in the comment section. Of course, we welcome all of our regular viewers on Rumble, on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Again, we've got a great segment lined up for you tonight. Before we get started, guys, please do me a favor, smash that like button, hit that bell notification. Help us push out our material on these platforms so others can see and hear the word as well. And of course, if you've not downloaded our free app, we want to encourage you to get that today. Pick it up today at your Apple Store, your Play Store. Again, depending on whatever device you have, you can get yours today. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be squared away. Every headline, every breaking news, every podcast, every prophecy update, everything's going to be right at your fingertips. So tonight, I want to talk about this new report. There has been a new alert that has just came out regarding the San Andreas fault line. According to this report, again, this was from multiple outlets reported on this. This report indicated that according to a director of research at the National Institute of Geophysicists and Volcanology in Italy, he recently did a piece with Live Science wherein which he indicated that measurements have been behaving a bit oddly, again, dealing with that fault line, a really major fault line in the West Coast, in the state of California, called the San Andreas Fault Line. He even went further to say that, quote, he suspects that there will be a quake in the area at some point this year. Again, I want to say that. He told Live Science that he suspects there will be an earthquake in this region, this area, this particular area, on the San Andreas Fault Line at some point this year, but not necessarily at Parkfield. In the report, he goes on to say that variation and attenuation measurements has dropped very low since 2021. However, this did happen before the last rupture that took place on September 28th, 2004. He went on to say that, quote, we are waiting. So I want to say this again. There's a new warning being put out by a director for the research of National Institute of Geophysicists and Volcanology is putting out a warning that he believes that an imminent earthquake will take place in California on the San Andreas fault line this year. There's some weird things happening. There's some things that took place that are happening that he said were very similar to what happened before a rupture in September the 28th of 2004. Now, why am I bringing this up today? I find this very intriguing, and here's why. Because I've been in this thing, guys, for over two decades now. And there's a lot of prophetic voices out there. There's a lot of individuals who have documented their words from the Lord, dreams, visions, things, warnings that God has given them about earthquakes, disasters, hurricane, all these things. And I take notice of these things and I document these things. For example, I remember years ago that there was a prophetic word given by a man by the name of John Paul Jackson. I want you to hear this word. He In this word that he was given from the Lord, he said he had a supernatural experience in which he was shown that a storm of incredible force would strike California, and that would be a sign that would precede a colossal earthquake that would permanently alter the geographic state of California.
There is an earthquake that has been predicted to devastate California, meaning skyscrapers are going to fall. The shape of the United States will change after that earthquake. But that won't happen till after there's a storm. A major storm is going to come to California. It's either a hurricane of incredible force, or it is a storm of incredible force. But a great hurricane or incredible force is going to come to California, and the earthquake that destroys it will not happen till after that takes place. So there's a way of saying, okay, I have time, but that doesn't mean there won't be an earthquake tomorrow of 7.5, you know, or next week or 2 weeks from now of some magnitude. But I'm talking the one that changes the shape of California, where everybody, you don't want to live in California, anywhere in California when that happens, or perhaps even on most of the West Coast, where an inland ocean is formed and Baja becomes an island, and the mouth of the inland ocean forms between San Diego and Los Angeles. That isn't going to happen before that storm comes. And so that is a sign that God is giving to the people. Don't worry about that big one, because this sign will happen first.
Now, what is very interesting in that is, in case you didn't know this, California last year just experienced a major storm. They experienced, I think it was multiple atmospheric rivers is what they call it, between December the 31st of 2022 all the way up until spring of last year. All of this resulted in floods that impacted parts of Southern California, the California Central Coast, Northern California, and even Nevada. The flooding resulted in property damage, at least 22 fatalities, and over 200,000 homes and businesses lost complete power during the months of December and January, and 6,000 individuals were ordered to evacuate in California. I mean, it hit places like Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, all these places. And if you remember, we did a segment on this when this took place, and we talked about there was some seismologists that were concerned that the amount of pressure from the water, the amount of liquid that was pressing in on the ground, some even said and speculated that this could, and again, I quote, could possibly trigger a fault line, the Hayward fault, the San Andreas fault. And here, consequently, here again is this researcher that's saying that he is predicting that the San Andreas fault line is showing signs of a imminent eruption. And he's saying that this thing will take place this year in 2024. And here you have John Paul Jackson, one of, and I'm going to read some other ones here, is saying that there will be a storm. He saw a storm hit California that would precede a massive earthquake. So this is very interesting. Then I remember this was very intriguing. In December 27th, 1964, there was a man by the name of William Branham in a message called "Who Do You Say This Is?" I'm going to read this quote. He said, "Look at the earthquakes over here in California." He was preaching this from California. "I predict that before the coming of the Lord Jesus, that God will, quote, sink that place. I believe that Hollywood and Los Angeles and many other filthy places there, that God Almighty will sink her. Quote, it'll go beneath the bottom of the sea." Again, William Branham. In 1964, he prophesied that there would be an earthquake that would be so devastating in California that it would sink the portions of the West Coast, in especially California, would sink the state of California. Now, again, you can do what you want with that, but I will tell you this. I do know that that man, and again, I don't want to get into the whole dynamics and the dissecting of William Branham, but I will say this. There was 7 major prophecies that Branham gave, and 5 of the 7 have all come true. We've done this topic many times. We've talked about this. Branham made these predictions. He talked about that communism would fall. He talked about the rise of isms that would come. There was all these things he predicted. He gets down, and the last two prophecies that this man gave was, he said, before the coming of the Lord, that America would have a woman in leadership of the nation, and it would lead to her complete moral decline. Now, you want to think about it. How bad would it have to be that would lead to the moral decline in light of where we're at today? But again, 5 of 7 prophecies, the 6th one being, he said, I saw a woman that would rise to power in America, and through her influence, and he even said that she would be influenced. He said it would be a Jezebel spirit on her that would control our nation and bring it to complete moral destruction. And then he said on the 7th vision, he said he stood out in this vision and looked, and as far as the eye could see, he saw the America laid to waste. And when he was asked about this, he said that he believed it was the result of a nuclear war that it would take place, resulting in the complete destruction of America. This is what William Branham said. And he said that before the coming of the Lord, watch California. It will sink because of a major earthquake. Then I remember in 1974, I wasn't born until 1977, but I remember reading about a 1974 prophecy from a man by the name of David Wilkerson. Many of you guys are familiar with Wilkerson. In a prophetic word that he gave, I want to read this. He said, quote, the United States is going to experience in the not too distant future the most tragic earthquakes in its history. One day soon, this nation will be reeling under the impact of the biggest news story of modern times. It will be coverage of the biggest, most disastrous earthquake in history. It will cause widespread panic and fear. Without a doubt, it will become one of the most completely reported earthquake ever. Television networks will suspend all programming and carry it all day long, the coverage of this earthquake. This was predicted by Wilkerson in 1974. He went on further to say, and another earthquake, possibly in Japan, may precede the one that I see coming here to America. Quote, there is not the slightest doubt in my mind about this forthcoming massive quake in our continent. I am not at all convinced that this earthquake will take place in California. In fact, I believe it's going to take place where it is least expected. Stop, rewind. He is saying he's convinced. Now, Wilkerson said he don't believe what he saw in 1974 is an earthquake hitting California. He said he believes it's going to come to a place that is least expected. This terrible earthquake may happen in an area that is not known as an earthquake belt. It will be so high on the Richter scale that it will trigger 2 other major earthquakes. Now, again, David Wilkerson, guys, I don't just get on here and just read any dream and any vision and any prophecy. I try to go to people that are reputable. I try to find people that when they have said things, you can take it to the bank and it has come to pass. And I'm going to tell you something. Wilkerson is one of those. John Paul Jackson, he would see events and disasters in the future. He would see headlines. This is how the Lord used him. He would see headlines in a newspaper, and he would read these headlines, And then they would be so out in the future that even after he's died, he went on to be with the Lord many years ago. Many, many, many of those headlines that he saw have now been fulfilled. So I am not taking lightly these warnings. Okay. Now, why am I bringing this up? Here's why. Because first of all, Jesus said in Matthew 24, there will be earthquakes in diverse places. He said in Luke 21, there will be great earthquakes in diverse places. And being again, I want to go back to this. I promise at the end of this week, we will be out of the solar eclipse. I'm tired of talking about it myself. We've talked about this, but I have to bring it into this to make it relevant, because I've said from the beginning, the solar eclipse was never a sign of the rapture taking place on April 8th of 2024, but it was a harbinger and it was a warning. It was a harbinger and a warning to America, because it went through America. It started out from the lower sector of the South, the deep South, went all the way up north, and it made that X. It made that X, watch this, over America. And did you know that that was not the first time that that's happened in history? And I want to say this because there's a reason why I want to say this. Two solar eclipses forming an X over America simultaneously with a comet in the heavens above. This you would think what we just happened, because that just happened, by the way. You had this deviled horn comet with this trajectory of this solar eclipse causing an X over America. Now, you would think an event like that has never happened in history, but that's not true. In fact, in 1806, there was a solar eclipse that went through one sector, just again, went through the same trajectory across America. And then in 1811, it happened again and went the other direction, and it formed an X over America. And simultaneously, at the same time that it was taking place, there was what was called the Tecumseh Comet. The Tecumseh, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Tecumseh Comet, that was seen over the heavens during the same time frame. And then I want to tell you this, guys. Then only a few months later, after that transpired, that's why I said, just because something didn't happen on April the 8th, of the day of the eclipse, people think, oh, you know, these guys are whack jobs. You know, that nothing's going to happen. And they're eating, drinking, and being merry until the day. People were getting married during the eclipse. People were celebrating. People were laughing. People were mocking. You had the weird new age people out there trying to draw energy from the sun. All kinds of weird, just like the days of Noah and Lot. So you have the X over America. You have a comet in the heavens. Exactly the same that we just had here in April 8th, 2024. It happened back in 1811. And just a few months after that event, starting in September, all the way up into December of 1811, 1812, is when the pneumatic fault line blew. This fault line blew in 1811, 1812. And it was in that same type of pattern. Again, okay, that's great, Brother Ricky. That's interesting. That's great information. But how's this relevant for today? Here's how it's relevant for today, friends. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say this. We are in the danger zone in America. And is it at last Thursday, I brought this up yesterday. Last Thursday on our podcast, our seated president of the United States of America on a telephone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave him an ultimatum, pushing Israel around, speaking derogatory to Israel, forcing them to do things, forcing their hands, giving them ultimatum. And 24 hours later, we had a magnitude 4.8 earthquake that struck New Jersey, super rare event that happened on 4-8, or excuse me, was a 4.8 3 days prior to a 4-8 eclipse. Okay? And again, this is the guy who was the vice president of past president Barack Obama in 2011, did the same thing, pushing Israel around, suggesting that they should be divided. And then within days, there was a 5.8 earthquake that struck Virginia, felt all through D.C. and cracked the Washington Monument. Now, I don't have to sit here and tell, I've told you guys, many of you guys know this. You've heard me talk about this. But these are not the only men of God who has warned about this. Pastor John Kilpatrick, he had two visions from the Lord of the New Magic fault line blowing, and he believed with all of his heart. I watched him on multiple segments where he did an interview about this, and he believed it was in direct conjunction with America dividing Israel, and he believes that it would be that God would have this on reserve, basically implying, if you divide my land, I'm going to divide yours.
The Lord showed me that an earthquake was going to hit in the middle part of the country, right where the New Madrid Fault is. And it was so real that when the Lord showed it to me, that I'd walk by the television set for several days after that, and in my mind, I couldn't understand why it wasn't on television.
I can understand that.
That's how real it was. But the Lord was showing me, I believe, that if we continue to fool with Jerusalem, and our Secretary of State and our President keeps putting pressure on Israel to give up land and to give up Jerusalem for peace, I believe that a major earthquake is going to strike America.
So what you're saying is, if we pressure Israel to divide up their land, our land will be divided.
I believe that with all my heart. I'm thoroughly convinced of it.
Pastor Shane Warren saw the same thing.
Approximately a year or so ago, I was sitting on the couch. I thought I had fallen asleep, when in reality, I was in a vision, an open vision. I have a large screen television in my living room. I was sitting on the couch watching television. And again, I thought I was dreaming. As I watched, there was a weather broadcast that was on television. And there was a news anchor who said, the most amazing thing is going on right now. It's tragic, it's tragic. And they were building this news broadcast around this event. And he said, normally hurricanes hit on the coastal lines. He said, but there is a hurricane that seems to be spreading down or coming across the heartland of America. At that point, he showed a satellite image of America, and I was horrified as I watched a storm covering from the northern border to the southern border, from east to west, as this massive storm with the eye right over the center of America, a hurricane coming across the center of America.
How can that be?
This is how I believe it happened. Immediately it came back to this anchor. The anchor said, we have somebody on the ground in the eye of the storm. We're going to go to him now. They pitched it to a news reporter. This news reporter in the eye of the storm, and as you would see in a hurricane, the wind is blowing violently and they're being tossed to and fro. He said, this is the most amazing thing. I don't understand it. This is not a natural storm. That was his words. He said, this isn't normal. He said, look at what it's raining. And he reached down on the ground and he's picking up and he holds in his hand a fist of $1 bills. He said, this isn't natural. It's raining.
Exactly.
Dollar bills. And the anchor and this correspondent went back and forth about the meaning of this dollar bills. He said, I don't understand. It's almost like they're worthless. They're worthless. It was raining dollars. About that time, it came back to the anchor. He said, ladies and gentlemen, another tragedy has hit America. He said, right in the heartland of America on the New Madrid Fault, a major earthquake has just hit, and immediately pictures of devastation began to pop up all over America, the heartland of America, along the New Madrid Fault, as earthquakes cause entire cities to crumble. And while I was sitting there, I heard a booming voice in behind my ear that said, they have divided my land, now I will divide their land.
He saw the New Madrid fault line blowing. Could it be possible that Wilkerson saw this? He said again in 1974, he saw an earthquake, and as many would believe that it was California, he said, I believe it's going to come from a location everybody's not really looking at. And everybody looks to California. It's normal. It's typical for earthquakes to hit there. But guys, listen to this. Warnings are sounding everywhere, all over the place. People are sounding the alarm that we are on the precipice of events happening. And I'm telling you, if we continue in the path that we're taking, how we're treating Israel, if our president keeps pushing Israel around, doing what he's doing, guys, we are playing with fire. And that's why when I see a report about the San Andreas fault line and a guy coming out who is an expert in this saying he expects a quake to come this year, it captures my attention. Then meanwhile, simultaneously, you've got there's been warnings that Iran is going to carry out a retaliatory attack. Again, the White House is saying that this is, quote, imminent, that they will use proxies to carry out drone attacks to some extent against Israel. And I want to read to you what the Israeli foreign minister said, that, quote, if this takes place, if Iran launches any missiles at Israeli territory, they will strike back. And there was a recent report warning that that there could be a strike against Iran's nuclear facility. Now, we got to remind, guys, I want to remind you that Netanyahu is being pushed in a corner. He knows he has about 6 months of work. We don't know what the election is going to look like, how that's going to turn out, but there's all this pressure outward and inward that's coming against Netanyahu. They have an open window to do what they're going to do. And if they feel like their sovereignty is threatened, that their nation is in peril, they're going to do what they got to do to protect their nation and protect themselves. So why am I saying this? Because we need to be paying attention to especially Iran. Now, why do I say that? Because again, now I'm going to go back to these signs in the heavens. Just like a solar eclipse, when a solar eclipse is seen over a nation, not just America, if it's seen over whatever nation a full solar eclipse is over, if it's a Gentile nation, it's a harbinger, it's an omen that you need to be paying attention to. It's a warning from God that if repentance is not met and they don't turn back to God, then there's things that's going to happen. Now, just like that is a solar eclipse, the ancients and rabbis believe that blood moons, lunar eclipses that are visible in the Middle East, especially in Jerusalem, and they fall on feast days, these are harbingers as well, directly connected to the nation of Israel. Now, what's interesting about this is there was a report, and we talked about this on a podcast previously to this, where there's been a blood moon that's already taken place this year. There's coming one next year, and there's coming one in 2026. Three consecutive blood moons, all three of them fall on the Feast of Purim. Now, why is that significant? Because that event was in commemorate. They was commemorating the deliverance of God's people from the tyranny of Persia, the destruction of Persia. And Persia is modern day Iran. So in my opinion, God, again, once again, he's shining a spotlight, telling us he just shined a spotlight on America. Pay attention. Watch how you treat Israel, or this and that will come to pass. This and that will happen. This will be the consequence. And then he's shining a spotlight in the Middle East. And by the way, the blood moon that's coming next year in 2025 on Purim is going to be, it's going to be visible in Jerusalem. So guys, I don't take that lightly. I believe that is a highlighted warning that we need to pay attention to the nation of Iran, because they're directly going to be involved in how this conflict continues to escalate in the Middle East. Then back here in the States, The FBI continues. They have warned over and over. They continually give us these warnings. And the latest one, the FBI has warned China is the, quote, defining threat of our generation, with hackers ready to, quote, wreak havoc in the U.S. Again, I want to say that again. FBI is warning that China is the defining threat of our generation. That's a massive statement right there. They warned, the recent warning is that hackers are ready to wreak havoc on infrastructure in the United States of America. Now, I want to point out, guys, while everybody's looking for a war with China, are we going to go to war with China in 24? Is war imminent? Guys, I believe war has already started. I believe it was started with a bioweapon created in a laboratory in China. Are you hearing me? That was the first strike. The second strike is China is the same place that created this social scoring system, which they launched and tested it upon their civilization, controlling the masses through a scoring system, whether they can function in society, strikes against them, and it's tyranny against them. And then, so they created it, and consequently, the big tech giants, Google, Facebook, all of these were drooling over this, and now Google's jumping on board with this stuff. What do you think ESG is? Banks are on board with this ESG score. We've talked about this. And companies and individuals will be punished if they don't meet to that criteria, if they don't pass the scoring system, if they speak out, if they do things that will cause strikes against them and cause negative scores against them. Again, China launched it. China started it, and we are taking board with that. Everything, guys, that's happening in Canada is coming here. It's trickling down. So you may say, well, I'm not really worried about China because we are America. We are one of the greatest nations on earth. Guys, listen to me. It's one thing to fight one nation, but I'll remind you that there is an axis of evil. You have China, Russia, and Iran that are all collaborating for America's destruction. And it's one thing for one of these nations to hit us, but it's another thing when it's multiple nations coming together, hitting us here, hitting us in our communications infrastructure, hitting us with a bioweapon, hitting us here. And all these things are crippling us. And oh, isn't it interesting? And I think this is interesting that Biden threatened Israel and Netanyahu, that he gave them an ultimatum. He said, if you continue in what you're doing, these military actions in the Middle East, if you continue to do this, then you are forcing us to turn our support from Israel, meaning they will no longer supply weapons and other necessities to them. Isn't it interesting that this conversation between Netanyahu and Biden has been going on for over a month? And have you noticed and been paying attention to what's happening over the past month? Our supply chain took another hit recently with what happened in Minnesota with that cargo ship that struck the bridge, which was a main artery there. Again, the cattle industry, the dairy industry, with the pestilences and the plagues that are running, with the avian flu. So again, we're going to keep sounding the alarm on this, guys, because this is frightening stuff for America. But again, we're not supposed to fret over this. We're to be in prayer. We're to be alert. But we're warning you. We're sounding the alarm over these things. And guys, I believe, again, the next 6-7 months, we are in the danger zone, and if this president continues to force the hand of Israel, keep pressuring them, doing all these things, again, sudden destruction shall come. There's a history of it, guys. It's there. But I want to read to you, Paul told the church of Thessalonica, he said, concerning the coming of the Lord, He said, there's going to be cries of peace and safety. You're going to see destruction that's going to come. You're going to see these things come as labor pains. He said, they won't escape it either. This is all in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, by the way. But I love what he said to us, the church. And I want to, this is not going to be a long broadcast tonight, guys. This is, I'm going to keep it a little bit shorter tonight. We'll be back on there tomorrow night, so don't worry. But I want to give you what Paul said. He said, but you, brethren, you, the church, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. He says, let us not sleep as others do. And I want to leave you with this, but let us watch and be sober. I said, let us watch and be sober. You need to share this. You need to get these broadcasts out there. You need to warn your coworkers, warn your neighbors, let them know this is the consequences. This is what we're dealing with. I don't believe in coincidences when it comes to this stuff. There's too many quote unquote coincidences that are taking place. So you guys on the West Coast, if I've got anybody on the West Coast, in California specifically, in the chat room, let me know. You guys need to be in prayer. You need to be watchful. You guys on the New Madrid fault line. If you live on one of these major fault lines, guys, I'm just telling you right now, I would use wisdom and be prepared. Have a bug out bag, have some supplies ready, some water stored up, have an emergency route already set in place with your family in the event that you lose communications with each other, transportation, keep some gas in your car, keep some extra gas in. Be ready for anything. Listen, those people that were hit with this earthquake in New Jersey never saw this coming, even though there's a fault line there, but this is a super rare event. Never saw that coming. So they were not prepared for it. So we are not in darkness. We should not be overtaken by any of these things. Because we, guys, that's what we're doing. We're warning you. We're sounding the alarm so that you can prepare accordingly. Noah being warned of things not yet seen, prepared an ark for the saving of his household and condemn the world. He shunned the world as far as, not that he didn't love the world, not that he wasn't preaching the gospel. He was telling them to repent. He was telling them to pray. I'm saying he did not love that world. In Noah's day, he chose to stand with God, live for God, and be what God had called him to do and finish his assignment, no matter how ludicrous and ridiculous it looked to be building a giant boat, come on, a floating zoo, when it had never rained on the face of the earth. So listen, let them keep mocking, let them keep scoffing, and because I see them out there, they'll take our videos and they'll laugh and they'll ridicule because we're warning people and this and that. But guys, listen, as I've always said, I had much rather any day of the week be prepared for nothing than be unprepared for something when it happens. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. Guys, that's going to be our main website. That's where you can find us. Please bookmark our website. Again, catch our free app today. Get it today. Apple, Android store, download it. Hit yes to push notification, and you're going to be good to go. Guys, please pray about becoming a monthly partner. If this ministry blesses you, encourages you, it informs you, all of the above, we want to give you the opportunity today to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that in two different ways: electronically through the app or through the main website, or right there on your screen. You can make out a check or money order to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia 30655. So again, guys, I want to apologize for, I know many of you guys were looking forward to our segment with Larry Ragland. Again, we plan on being back on next week. We just had a But we had circumstances out of our control. It happens to the best of us. At least once in a while it happens. I don't have it all the time, but it does happen. So we're going to be excited about coming back on here with him next week. But tomorrow, guys, we'll be on here tomorrow night, April 12th, Friday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll close out this week of podcasting. Don't really know what we're going to talk about yet, but we'll have another great segment lined up for you. So until then, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.